morning, everybody. This is the Deacon. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. I want to introduce my friend C.A. on the iHeartRadio Network here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 at the Tower in downtown Fort Worth. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio voted number one Christian podcast for 2021. Yeah, jingle, please, there, iHeartRadio, and coffee up and enjoy the music with C.A. Favorites.
See you. Sing it with me. Open the eyes. Amen. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise with CA, your on-air personality, your encourager, and your what? And your friend. Hope everybody's doing well today. It is a very cold morning this morning here at the tower, up top the tower here at Faye Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio. We are sitting in at 27 degrees. On my way to the station, when I got here, I couldn't believe it took me at least 15 minutes, and I used my app, my Chevrolet app, to warm my car up before I got to downtown Fort Worth. That's where we're located at. It only takes me about 12 minutes to get to the studio. So, but anyway, good morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. If you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, I still know a lot of people that's got COVID, whether it's the Omicron or the Delta variant. There's a lot of people in need and in prayer right now. A couple of people I still know that are on ventilators. So we want to continue to pray at the end of our Sunday morning praise for these individuals. And then some unspoken prayer requests as well. I want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, again, questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I haven't done a live cast in probably well over a month, but we will eventually be back on there. Just been really busy up here at the studio. All right, well, today on Sunday Morning Praise, as you're getting your coffee, getting ready to head to church here in a little bit, we want to encourage you, and I want to read a Bible devotion, then we're going to play some more music. This one's entitled, God Takes the Burden. Now, if you go to the book of Psalms, chapter 103 and verse 13, Scripture reminds us, as a father pities his children, so the father pities those who fear him. So think about this, friends. As God's children, we are his dependents. Dependent children spend little time worrying about meals, cooking, and shelter. They assume, and they have to, that their parents will provide everything they need. Well, Jesus said, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? But seek the kingdom, of God, and all these things shall be added to you. You can find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 31 and 33. Unfortunately, worry is an ingrained habit for most of us, isn't it? But because we are God's children, he is responsible for our welfare. That is why we should be casting all of our cares upon him, for he cares about you and he cares about me. You can go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. In other words, let God do the worrying. He says, I will take the burden and give it a thought. Leave it to me. Never forget, God is bigger than your problems. So whatever you're worrying about today, press upon today and put them in God's hands and leave them there. That's the best advice we could probably give you. All right, now what I'm going to do is, yesterday or 2 days ago, Carmen, the late Carmen, turned, he would have been 66 years old. We're going to play two Carmens. We play a lot of Carmen, I know, on my podcast show. I was good friends with him. We're going to play two Carmens back to back. The first one is called Addicted to Jesus, okay? And he was also a storyteller, a Christian storyteller with his music. I may find one and play one as well. We'll see what happens. Here we go. Addicted to Jesus, the late Carmen. He would have been 66 years old.
Things that something in me. Check it out, it's about a total change of mind. Don't wait too late, you may run out of time. Stand tall, stand tall, stand strong.
Called up yonder. There's a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine.
Amen, my friend. Happy heavenly birthday, number 66 it would have been for you there, Carmen. And I know you're just having a wonderful time rejoicing up in heaven. Who knows what God has you doing up there, but I'm sure he's got you up there in that choir with that beautiful, talented voice. What a storyteller. What a great friend. Well, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, everybody. I was playing two Carmen back-to-back. We lost him almost a year ago in February of last year. And he would have turned 66 2 days ago. And happy heavenly birthday, Carmen. And I know his wife listens on here. Very good friends with his wife. And Dana, we thank you and we love you. We just want you to know that. Okay, now, let's continue marching on with Sunday Morning Praise with CA. What do you say? You know, regardless of what kind of week you've had, I hope your new week, it's a refreshed week. Always remember, you, me, all of us are a child of love. We the kingdom.
Moving faster now, and the sun is breaking through. You can hold on, rising sun. Thank the Lord for the things he's done. Lift your eyes to the hope that's ever true. Wanna see you smiling, girl. You're a light in this jaded world. Wipe away those tears, this one's for you.
There we go. Toby Mac, T-Mac, my friend. Hold on. We haven't played that in a while on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show here on iHeartRadio. And you know what? I'm here at beautiful Faith Studio One. And let me tell you, like I said earlier, that temperature has just barely creeped up. We're right at 30 degrees. I tell you, it feels a lot colder in here. Brr. But anyway, we're here up on the tower. Of course, you know, it's a little bit cooler up a little bit higher in the higher elevation. But looking across, I see a lot of people having their coffee this morning. Some of them walking to the church. You know, they have several churches that are all around here in downtown Fort Worth. Texas is known for the Bible Belt of churches, just FYI if you're ever visiting. And I encourage you, if you're in downtown Fort Worth, stop by the Sundance Square area and check that out. A lot of history out there at Sundance Square, a lot of history. If you've been watching the movie 1883 like I have, it's a great show. And that's starring Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, and Sam Elliott, one of my favorites. Of course, I'm a big Yellowstone. Finally got hooked on Yellowstone, gang. I got to watch Yellowstone a few weeks ago, and I got hooked on it. So, yes, I am now hooked. I'm part of that clan that's hooked on Yellowstone. So, I just love it. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about another Bible devotion here on Sunday Morning Praise with CA. It's called Peace Perfect Place. The book of John, chapter 14, and verse 27. Scripture reminds us, peace I leave with you, may peace I give you. That's again in John chapter 14 and verse 27. Worry, said Van Haver, is like sitting in a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it won't get you anywhere. You see, worry and anxiety have hounded the human race since the beginning of time, friends, and modern man, with all innovations, have found the cure for the plague of worry. So what is the answer? Imagine in your mind a furious ocean storm beating against a rocky shore. The lightning flashes, the thunder rolls, the waves lash through the rocks. But then imagine that you see a convey off of a rocky cliff, and inside you find a little bird, and its head is tucked under its wing, fast asleep. It knows that the rock will protect it, right? And thus it sleeps in peace. Well, see, God promised Moses I will put you in a cleft in the rock and will cover you with my hand. Remember that? Let's go back to the Old Testament and highlight it. Book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 22. See, friends, this is God's promise to us. Christ is our rock, and we are secure in his hands forever. The storm rages, but our hearts are at rest. Amen. Amen. All right, on Sunday Morning Praise, got a few more songs before we close out, but I don't know if y'all might have heard a few weeks ago, Jay, who is part of the Big Daddy Weave, had passed away. He was one half of the Weave brothers that got Big Daddy Weave started. Passed away at a very young age. He had caught COVID-19 and sadly had passed away. He's on the other side of heaven, though. He's in a better place. And our thoughts and prayers, let's continue to pray for Jay's family. You can always catch all these updates, guys, if you like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Just check and follow me on there or listen to my station. We'll keep you updated. Again, continue to pray for Jay's family, his wife and kids, okay, he leaves behind. In Christ, the late Jay Weaver and family.
Forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name. a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. God's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. God's not done with you, even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart. God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done with you. God's not done with you. Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. God's not done with you. He's not done with you. And it's hard and you're falling apart. God's not done with you. It's not over, it's only begun. God's not done with you.
I've been trying to figure out what it means to be human, flesh and bone, the spirit and the soul. If I cannot earn your love by trying to measure up, why do I think I'd lose it in the lose? Somehow you see through my heart, and you welcome me with open arms, just as I am. In the good, in the bad, you still understand, and you never stop loving me, just as I am. Stop loving me.
Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
I won't fear.
Your spirit lives within me.
Say my victory.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
Say your spirit.
Your spirit lives within me.
Say my victory.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
Amen. One of my favorite songs. Psalms 23, I am not alone, people, people and songs. Well, guys, that ought to wrap it up. I hope you enjoyed this great Christian music on Sunday Morning Praise as we always gather together and listen to some music, some of the artists that I have, some of the artists that you request. If you ever have any requests, questions, again, comments, suggestions, guys, email me. Feel free. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, do me another favor. If there's some music that you like, you can message me on Messenger if you're a personal friend of mine. Or if you want to go on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, message me on there. Say, "See, hey, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so, and can you play this song?" Absolutely, positively. We're here to serve. We're here to love. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. So let's lead off in prayer right now on a Sunday as we get refreshed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you just watch over, guide, and protect us and keep us ever so safe. Let us have a great week. The ones that are sick, the ones that have COVID, I pray you take care of them. The ones that are in ventilators, God, I just pray that they get off of them. Oh Lord, you're the Creator and it's all in your mighty hands. Also pray for the unspoken request too. For we give all of this in your precious name, and all God's people said, Amen. All right, guys, this is CA. I am going to settle up. I got to get off the tower out here and get back down to level ground here at the iHeartRadio studio, Faith Studio 1, and beautiful downtown Fort Worth. So I'm getting ready to jumpstart my Sunday. I hope you guys have a great day at church, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.